The final step in the DARE response is to engage. This is an important step that helps you take your focus off of your body so that you can participate in life. When you engage, you choose not to be distracted by your bodily functions and instead put all of your attention on what is happening around you in the present moment. Every single morning, you face an important choice. You get to choose if you'll hand control over to your body or not. You get to choose if you'll trust your body or not. Only when you choose to surrender control over to your body are you able to fully participate in your day and appreciate all that life has to offer. Think about it this way. What do your bodily sensations distract you from? What do your bodily sensations stop you from doing? What unnecessary actions do you take to try and reduce your bodily sensations? It's possible you find yourself avoiding things because of these bodily sensations. You notice that every time you go into public, you have heart palpitations, so you start avoiding all public places. Whenever you aren't near a bathroom, you feel a knot in your stomach and worry you won't be able to get to a bathroom when you need it. This means you may never go places that don't have a bathroom nearby. Whenever you have a work meeting or presentation, you start to get a headache and feel nauseous, so you avoid taking on new responsibilities at work. Other times, the negative impact of fearing bodily sensations is less obvious. You might find yourself becoming so hyper-focused on your heart rate and breathing that you struggle to stay engaged with your kids. Your kids notice how distracted you have become and you wish you could give them your best. Or maybe you're so in tune to what your body is doing at work that you struggle to focus when your co-workers talk to you. The quality of your work then might begin to suffer. How does your fear of bodily sensations impact your life daily? Your goal is to stop letting bodily sensations get in the way of how you want to live. To do this, you diffuse, allow, and run towards your bodily sensations, as you have already learned. You then allow your body to take over control so you can engage with life again. Engaging with life is yet another means of interrupting the stress response that started all of this in the first place. It's another way you can show your body that you are safe. When you act as though you are safe, your body will believe you're safe. Your body knows you wouldn't be calmly engaging at work or talking normally to your kids if you were in real danger. Starting today, make a commitment to surrender control to your body so you can live your life in the present. Fully living life looks different for different people. It might mean going on vacation and enjoying time with your family. It might mean cooking dinner, having a conversation with a friend, or filling in a spreadsheet for work without allowing your body to distract you. What would fully living life look like for you? Here's a statement that will help you commit to letting go of control so you can live the life you want. Get out a pen and a piece of paper so you can write it down. Each morning, tell yourself, I surrender control back to my body. I trust my body. Today, I will allow my body to do its job so I can live my life fully. Once you have this statement written down, memorize it. Each morning when you wake up, repeat this statement to yourself before you go about your day. Here it is once again. I surrender control back to my body. I trust my body. Today, I will allow my body to do its job so I can live my life fully. Surrender control to your body each morning, trusting it will do what it was made to do. Go into your day with confidence. Don't let fear hold you back from all the opportunities that are waiting for you.